Hello, good morning. Welcome to my shower. And then based on the principle that I get some of my best ideas in the shower, all I've done is turn on the shower and decide to record whatever comes into my mind, although I know darn well what's on my mind. Just waiting for the water to heat up a little bit. I expect the sound quality won't be the greatest. So if that irritates you, then probably a good thing that you don't listen to the rest of it. But it's going to be a bit... I haven't done a shower audio boo for a long time. I never quite perfected the job of hanging an iPhone inside a plastic bag so that I could record while I was actually in the shower. I never perfected that method. I thought I was going to get something I could take to Kickstarter and use. Anyway, the first one of these audio that I can remember doing was a couple of years ago, after I found out about a crowd of people that were going to meet in Chicago. It had been recommended to me by Jane Boyd, who lives up in Vancouver in Canada. And I didn't pay much attention to it at first. It was just another crowd of people meeting at a conference in Chicago. But slowly, I suppose. Or was it slowly? Oh, shit, I can't even remember if it was fast or slow. I got very interested. The first thing I think that interested me about the crowd of people who were meeting for this conference was something to do with blogging and social media. Basically, in my mind, they were just communicative people who were pretty experienced and well-connected. That was probably the thing that got me about it, that everyone going to it, had been around doing their own thing for quite a while. They built up some kind of a track record. And as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important things to have is a track record of failures, If you tried a whole load of things that haven't worked, and that's kind of like what makes you interesting to me, to be honest. I mean, if you've tried nothing, and everything you've tried has worked successfully, you're not that interesting to me. As if you've done the same thing as I've done, a whole lot of bloody cock-ups joined together. And the main thing, you've kept going. So, I mean, we all have our preferences, I'm not saying anything more than my preference for kind of people I would be my ideal kind of people to mix with. So I thought, well, hey, this is a very exclusive group, people meeting in Chicago. And then I discovered it had a history. I began life as a self-help group. And there's a self-help group in Cork called Smarter Egg, and I'm involved in that. I must like self-help groups, I think. Must be something. Maybe I have a huge craving for membership. In other words, I desperately want something to be a member of. To find people who will let me in. What would Groucho Marx say? Wouldn't want to be in any club that would want him to have him as a member, or something like that. But anyway... Point about it is that that was the seduction, if you like, the seduction of the tiny, a whole load of people who were in need enough to get together so that they could help themselves. I mean, once you're in need, you become attractive to me, I have to admit. I'm opening the window now to let a little air in here. Should have done that before I had the shower. But anyway, next step in the process is the old shave. So, a group of people who were like that, who had a history
bit of a story. Then I discovered that they were big into interacting during the year, as opposed to just meeting once in the year. And then I got in touch with a few of them, and I discovered actually that they were stunningly generous people. I mean, just ridiculously generous, you know. It wasn't like they'd be willing to retweet you or something. They'd be willing to say thank you for your email. Now, these people would actually talk to you. And I suppose there's something of the fact that being over here in Ireland, small, tiny island off the west coast of Europe, stuck out in the Atlantic, very vulnerable to the weather. If you're me, you can feel very isolated. You can feel very cut off. I mean, you can also feel excitedly the centre of the universe. I don't mind saying that. But basically, it's a little parish here. And there's not that much diversity in Ireland, really. I mean, I'm comparing that now with the UK. So I don't want that remark taken out of context. There's loads of diversity in Ireland. But my first wife worked in a school where there were 56 first languages. And that'll give you a bit of an idea of what I mean when I talk about diversity. So basically, I got involved with these people. And one thing led to another. And I got hooked on going to Chicago to meet up with them, not just to meet these people. I'm not the kind of person who meets people, says hello, has kind of pleasant conversation and forgets about it. Now, I'm kind of one of these people who, as soon as I meet people and there's a chance, I say, let's do some work together. And I don't mean let's go out and earn money together. I mean, I might mean that. But I mean, actually, let's apply all of our skills, knowledge, experience, connections. Let's apply all of our failures together so that we might do something great. That'll be fun. And let's do it in a business-like way. I developed all these skills at work. I have a thing about applying them to ordinary social life, you know. I don't see a separation. Now, I do know that some people do separate the two. They use completely different language. Like, you know, there are people who would be horrified if they knew that I quite like saying to my wife, look, what's our agenda? Let's see what items we have on our agenda and let's see who's responsible for what. And this is not, I now realise, normal conversation or average conversation. Anyway, where's all this leading? This is all leading to the fact that a whole load of things happened, funny things happened on the road to Damascus. But here we are in 2014. I'm moving quickly now because I haven't got time to do much more than brush my teeth, get dressed, take my daughter to school. And I'm going over there to Chicago. But 2 years after I first, or more than 2 years, 2.5 years since I got to know that they're working. People getting together to kind of do stuff. You can't really think while you're brushing your teeth, can you? Certainly not mindful to do that. I prefer to. Ideally, do one thing at a time. I know that's rich coming from me. But brush your teeth and don't be thinking what you're going to say after you brush your teeth while you're brushing your teeth. Okay, so Chicago, here I come, basically. End of June, Thursday 26th of June, indelibly imprinted on my brain. I'm going to Chicago and I'm going to meet people. Well, it's officially 27 and 28 and 29, but as soon as I get to Chicago, I'm going to want to meet people, I suspect, because I'd be lost. Never been there before. All right, okay. Look, there's a lot to other things I could say, but... And I'm not naming any names deliberately. Not a single person named in this. So, you know, the people who will listen to this... Well, if anybody listens to it, some of the people who listen to this will know exactly who I'm talking to and about and whatever, but I'm not going to name names. The main thing is... that I wanted to see what would come out of my mouth if I started to say something about what I'm very excited about. Very excited. And it's a kind of form of excitement which isn't... bloody hell, what do I mean? There are different forms of excitement. One is the kind of excitement that is, you know, make you jump up and down. But when you finish jumping up and down, you know you'll be tired and you want to go to bed and rest. I'm excited about something that, for me, is, in my head anyway, is going to be a long, long, long slow burner. So it's more, I'm satisfied than I'm excited. I mean, if you put up something on the internet saying that you're satisfied about something, people don't get half as interested as if you said you're excited about something. But the truth is that I feel more satisfied that nothing has prevented, a gathering in Chicago at the end of June for the purpose of doing something extraordinarily valuable. I'm not stripping it all back to its abstractions. Okay, look, that's it. I have a great day today ahead of me. Big day, actually. Got a new client to go and meet, and I'm in business, so new clients are essential. And in fact, anyway, I'll say no more about new clients, but yes, a new person who's going to pay money for a service that I and my business partner are going to provide, and no service too small. No service too big is my mentality at the moment. So there we are. Look, that's it. Morning thoughts from a shower. I hope this recorded properly. And I hope you're very curious about what's going on, because I'll be saying a lot more about it, I'm quite sure, as the weeks go by ahead. Bye.